everybody. This is Refugee Action Collective here. We're holding a snap protest out the front of Home Affairs. There has been a huge amount of media lately drawing attention to the corruption that runs head to toe inside this building, from ministers downward. The corruption has been on show. We've heard about the millions and millions of dollars gone into corrupt pockets through the offshore detention regime. But it's not just corruption that is the problem, that is the sick heart of the building behind us. It's the cruelty that that corruption has funded. Home Affairs, the Immigration Department, has been renowned worldwide and across the country for its devastating cruelty to refugees. The locking up of refugees in offshore detention centres, in onshore detention centres, and the holding of people indefinitely, either in detention or on bridging visas or in community detention, is brutal. And it is funded by corruption. And we are here to say, end the corruption, end the cruelty, end detention now. End detention now.
End detention now. End detention now. End detention now. End detention now.
There's been a huge amount of media about Pezzullo, who appears to have come up with myriad ways of funding and sustaining the most despicable offshore detention centres. He's come up and he has designed policy and the architecture for devastating cruelty to refugees. But it's definitely the case that government after government, Labor and Liberal, minister after minister, have found Pezzullo to be the perfect pet for their own plans of deterrence and racism. Pezzullo has been the perfect fit for a politics of racism that has identified refugees coming by boat as the perfect source of hostility, as the perfect source of fear-mongering, and Pezzullo has been a perfect aid to those governments in making sure those refugees have been held offshore, have been kept away, and have been treated with the most despicable cruelty. Amnesty International has called the offshore detention centres akin to torture. And there's been some suggestion lately that offshore detention has closed under Labor, but it is not the case. There are still 2 refugees in Nauru and 70 refugees in Papua New Guinea. Australian government has abandoned those people in Papua New Guinea. And as we stand here outside Home Affairs and standing amongst the people who are lining up to do their citizenship, it strikes me, and it must strike everybody, that this building, these people inside who have been shown to be absolutely corrupt, should not be the people administering the test. They have no qualification to administer a citizenship test to decide whether people have the values or not to live in this country. They are not the people who should be deciding the character and whether the character is good enough to stay in this country. Shame on Home Affairs, and shame on the Home Affairs ministers. Shame!
Shame!
Freedom. Shame on Australia. We must end shame, Australia, shame. We must end mandatory detention. We must end indefinite detention. It is immoral, it is so wrong. And now we have found illegal actions. We've known this for a long time as activists. We've read the newspapers, we've read the reports. We see the evidence. We have seen this evidence for years of the illegality of the actions and the immorality of the actions within the Home Affairs Department. So now we're calling it out publicly, and we see it's being reported publicly at long last. Shame, Australia. End indefinite detention. Give refugees the protection they deserve. The Australian government has recognised the refugee status of a whole range of people. It changes, the Australian government has changed it from asylum seeking to recognising the dangers that they face in the country that they've fled. It has given them the right to be a refugee and live in our community. But then we have a policy that says you have the right to live here, but we'll limit how you work, we won't let you study, and we won't let you travel. You cannot reunite with your family. You can never see your family again. Can you imagine the heartbreak this brings to people? It is wrong to do that to people, particularly when we have given them the status of refugee. That means we recognise the risks that they face back in their country that they fled. We must give them protection. We must give them the full rights of permanent protection. Refugees deserve protection. Shame, Australia. Refugees are welcome here. Refugees are welcome here.
There are two parts to the corruption that we've heard about in the media recently. And I want to focus on the corruption in relation to Nauru. Nauru is basically a country that was destroyed by Australia. The local Nauruans, as well as the refugees and the asylum seekers, are victims of Australia's imperialist rule and bullying tactics in the South Pacific. Nauru was ripped to pieces to provide phosphate for Australian farmers, and it was left a wreck, funded essentially by Australia and relying on the cruelty of the camps. The Nauruan government, which is both corrupt and undemocratic in itself, relies on money from Australia. Relies on money for Australia not just to function, but to slip money into their own back pockets. So the situation in Nauru is a product of Australian imperialism and racism and bullying over a long, long period. But what makes it particularly bad is that while there are officially no asylum seekers or refugees currently in detention or in the system on Nauru, the government has committed another $422 million to an American-owned company to keep open and run and maintain the detention centre on Nauru.
Shame!
There is not one person in that camp, and they are spending $422 million to keep that camp open. Just think what $422 million would do for Indigenous communities, what it would do for schools. And $422 million is not just being spent on detention, it's being spent on deterrence. And it reveals that the entire system of mandatory detention and offshore detention has nothing to do with process or security or safe and secure borders. It has everything to do with scaring and frightening away vulnerable people who are fleeing for their lives. The message from successive Australian governments, Labor, Liberal, now Labor again, is you might be a threat, you might be living under a threat, you might be at risk of losing your life in Myanmar or Iraq or Iran or Sudan or Somalia or many other places around the world, but whatever you do, don't come here. And tragically, this message is now being picked up and amplified in Europe. In Britain in particular, the Conservative government there, the equivalent of the Liberal Party here, is deliberately copying Australian tactics, the stop the boat slogan, the putting people into hotels and locking them up. Now even in floating hotels, barges, which is essentially the kind of prison hulks that people were put in before they were transported to Australia to take part against their will in the invasion over 200 years ago. So Australian government is spending our money both openly and covertly, legally and corruptly, on scaring people who are running from their lives and telling them to go somewhere else. And that money is going, some of it is going into the pockets of politicians and their offsiders in Nauru and PNG. and Home Affairs, Border Force, they knew there were dodgy deals going on. And in the rush to get a punitive, vicious detention scheme underway, they cut corners. They knew there was corruption. They knew there were dodgy deals. They knew there was money going to waste. And yet they have been prepared to spend that money on a detention system which has a purpose to punish and oppress. And that's why we're outside here today. Australia's detention system, its offshore mandatory detention system, has always been cruel, but now we know for a fact that it's corrupt. And Home Affairs, well, I was going to say, should hang its head in shame. The reality is the senior officials in Home Affairs should be sacked. Not made redundant, not put on gardening leave, not given a package. They should be sacked for collaboration with corruption, for conniving and organising cruelty. But we mustn't forget that Pezzullo, who heads up this entire department, was formerly an advisor who worked with Kim Beazley as Labour opposition leader. He worked with the Liberals, and now he's been kept in place by the current Labour government. And he would say, I'm a true public servant. I can work for the government and the public good despite politics. But the reality is quite the opposite. Successive governments have kept Pezzullo in his position because he is doing the dirty work, because he is prepared to actually undertake the attacks on migrants and asylum seekers, see through the viciousness, see through the cruelty, and let the politicians stand a little way at arm's length. And now Pezzullo is under attack, even from former Liberal ministers. But they are attacking him not because they're against the entire system of mandatory detention, not because they're against offshore detention, not because they care about refugee rights and asylum seeker rights, but because they want to distance themselves from the man who has undertaken the cruelty in the name of the Department of Home Affairs. The Department of Home Affairs is almost a quasi-paramilitary department. Some of the staff walking past us are in uniform because Border Force operates as an element of the force which is operated by the state. It encompasses all sorts of law enforcement. It is a product of the idea that we need a strong state, a vicious state, a disciplinarian state, and it is to Labour's shame that they have not dismantled Home Affairs, broken up its component parts, put them back where relevant under the control of more civilian authorities. So we say, sack Pezzullo and his offsiders, break up Home Affairs, end the corruption, but most importantly, bring the refugees from PNG here and allow every one of the refugees and asylum seekers currently in Australia, something like 12,000 people who are left out of the entire migration system, let them stay, give them permanent visas, because this cruelty has to end, and the people behind us, the senior people behind us, not the lower level staff members, but the senior people behind us have to be held to account.
Woo! Shame, Australia, shame.
Shame, Australia, shame.